While Democratic voters in New Hampshire are watching debates and shaking candidates' hands, the state's Republicans have very little to do. That's a big contrast from 4 years ago when Arizona Senator John McCain took New Hampshire by storm. NPR's Linda Wertheimer sat down last night with some people who helped McCain win the state in 2000, and she sent back this report.
We were in Exeter last night, so was John Kerry, speaking to Democrats at the Phillips Exeter Academy. But the New Hampshire voters we met weren't interested in that. They were sitting in Maureen Barrow's cottage down a snowy lane, remembering the last primary in 2000 and their candidate, John McCain.
Traveling with him, in my opinion, was like traveling with a rock star. I haven't traveled with a whole lot of rock stars, but he just commanded that type of attention.
Maureen Barrows is on the Exeter Town Council and sitting around her bright, antiques-filled parlor were friends from 4 years ago.
I could remember the pictures of him coming off the plane when he came home, came out of the Hanoi Hilton, and he just captured everybody's imagination. He really did. He really made you feel like you could be a part of the government and you could make things happen.
Tell me about the kinds of qualities that drew you to John McCain.
I was impressed with his honesty. I liked his point about reform on a lot of things. A lot of politicians just talk about adding stuff. They never want to reform what's there.
I think I was drawn to him more because of his straight talk. As I watched him in the Senate, he spoke his mind, and he wasn't going to pull punches. And that was what I was looking for.
That was Bill Sturdivant, who's a nursing home administrator. You also heard from Kathy Chevalier, who works in a doctor's office, and Joe Klemper, who's an engineer. They became good friends on the McCain campaign, but after the triumph of New Hampshire came the agony of South Carolina, effectively ending McCain's campaign. Mysterious callers posing as pollsters asked voters how they felt about John McCain's black child, and there were other calls.
To go to South Carolina and to see the negativity and the attacks, it was just very disheartening. And that's what everybody hates about politics and hates about politicians, the dirty part of it. And it was a shame that this man had to be subjected to that.
I was heartbroken when John McCain did have to leave the campaign. The lies were really disgusting. I wrote in John McCain. I honestly did. I had to.
Joe Klemper also withheld his vote from President Bush in the general election, and he plans to do so again. He's more upset about deficits now and beginning to think that having Republicans holding both the Congress and the White House isn't working.
I think if there was a Democrat as a president right now and he was running up hundreds of billions of dollars of deficit, you know, I think the Republicans would be up in arms. And you don't see that now because it's Republicans on both sides.
But none of the Democrats running now seem like the kind of candidate these folks saw in McCain. Two of our former McCainiacs, their term, say they'll vote for President Bush. Maureen Barrow says she'll probably even work in his campaign, but this year doesn't feel at all like their year.
As a Republican, when you receive a call in the poll and you say, well, I'm a registered Republican, the voice on the other end will say, thank you very much, and hang up. I mean, nobody's interested in what we have to say or think.
Bill Sturdivant says now he's sitting back, watching the Democrats. He'll work on his enthusiasm down the road. He does have some issues with the president, the economy, and the decision to go to war in Iraq. However,
I don't see any of the Democrats giving us any fresh answers. They're just taking old ideas out and rehashing them. I don't see anything new to make me want to support a Democrat.
I would venture to guess that if he were our president, that he would be able to bring the economy back. But he's not our president, and we have to support the man that we have.
Wistful Exeter Republicans in a year when the primary is all Democratic. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New Hampshire.